I'm here in the clubhouse joined by Padres outfielder Jerkson Profar. Jerkson, I want to start with that play yesterday. You hit the ball that ends up hitting the umpire, a bad break for you and the Padres. You did get a base hit. Can you ever remember hitting a ball that's ended up like that?
Yes, I did it before in 2018, but it wasn't in a big spot like that.
Yeah, big spot with a runner on base, has to be a little bit frustrating. You hit a home run later in the game. How are you feeling at the plate right now?
I'm feeling good, you know, just trying to do whatever to help the team like always.
Yeah, certainly. I want to ask you about your locker mate here, Fernando Tatis Jr., to your left. You know, obviously he's continuing his hitting progression on the way to coming back. When Fernando returns, you've seen what he can do on the field. What will that mean for this team?
It means everything. It means everything. Like, since we started the season, we've been looking forward to the day that he comes back, and you know, everybody is doing their best to hold it till he comes back. And when he comes back, we know that we're going to get even better, and you know, he's going to help us a lot.
I want to go back to a few weeks ago. You had that collision in the outfield, and thankfully you were okay, came back about a week later. Was that difficult at all, coming back from that, and how thankful were you to come away from that situation as well as you did?
Just grateful, you know. It was a little scary, but you know, I think, you know, I don't know how to explain it. You know, I will play. You know, if it wasn't to the head, you know, I would have been playing the next day. But obviously, with a head injury like that, you have to take it slow and take advice from the doctors. You know.
Yeah, well, certainly I know around here we're all very grateful that you were okay back in the lineup shortly after that. On the pitching side of things, you know, these starting pitchers, whether it be Joe Musgrove or Yu Darvish, the list goes on. They've all been really good. From your perspective in the outfield, what's made these pitchers so effective, the starters so far this year?
They are good. They're very good, you know. Just they keep us in the game, you know. They throw strikes, you know. That's all you want always from a position player standpoint, like, keep us in the game, you know. Sometimes, you know, not here, but you know, sometimes it's difficult when pitchers take too long or throwing balls. It gets you out of the game, you know, and our pitchers are doing a great job, you know, of keeping us in the ball game and always give us a chance to win the game.
So that's a real thing, like how quickly pitchers throw. That can have a real impact on kind of the way you guys play behind them?
Yes. You know, sometimes, especially in the outfield, in the infield too, but you get distracted, you know. You get bored, or your mind just take you somewhere else, you know.
We're joined by Jerkson Profar here in the clubhouse. Finally, Jerkson, you know, this team, they have a lot of fun. Everybody's talked about how close this group is, and you always have a big smile on your face and the Polaroid pictures, things like that. What stands out to you about this clubhouse, this team as a whole, as compared to other teams you've been on?
Like the things that you said, you know, we're always together, you know. We believe in each other, and you know, we have fun with each other too, and we're pretty close to, you know, everybody's close to each other.
Does that make you guys more confident that even though the last month or so has been a little bit tougher, that you guys will find a way to start playing that really good brand of baseball again?
Sure. We gotta do it, you know. We gotta get better, and you know, I'm sure we're going to come through.
Jerkson, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.